The Heart Emoji Almanac by Jenny Gao, recorded by Anna Wellum. Welcome to the Heart Emoji Almanac. Are you having a good day? Beach cutie? How's mum? I need to call mine. Are you still feeling lost? Same. Do you think we get to choose to be reborn on a different planet after we die? Yeah, I don't know either, but I think I'm going to stop drinking oat milk and break up with him. Maybe move to Sardinia. Red heart. Etymology. The default, like Internet Explorer or a cow's milk flat white, a utilitarian classic. Habitat. Everyone, everywhere, the most beloved of all emojis, old or new, according to Emojipedia. Unfortunately, being the default means that you are a blank canvas for the world to project upon. In Saudi Arabia, sending a red heart on platforms like WhatsApp to the opposite sex is considered a harassment crime. Yearning is a complete breach of modesty that can lead to 2 to 5 years in jail and put you out 100,000 Saudi rials, which is 45,000 New Zealand dollars. Behaviour. Even when charged with our most feral neuroses and deepest paranoia, it remains for the people, an unyielding red beacon that has been embedded in our collective consciousness since we etched it upon a cave wall within the outline of a mammoth in 1975 BC. Red heart remains available for us all and takes no heed to our age or ideology. Double hearts. Etymology. Japanese. Emojis were created by artist Shinitaka Kurita in 1999, so they are technically all Japanese, but double pink heart feels the most Japanese in the spiritual sense. Kurita was working on an early mobile internet platform that only allowed 250 characters on 12x12 pixel grids, so he sketched a set of tiny artworks which became the original 176 emoji. The word itself, emoji, is Japanese. Its kanji characters translate to picture and character. Habitat. The connective tissue of the most personal, passionate expressions about pop music, food, or within a friendship. Found in passionate moments of transcendent glee. Behaviour. The most unabashedly whimsical and feminine of all the heart emojis, with a preternatural innocence that feels brave and almost Machiavellian, remaining sweet and happy in spite of it all. Whether a belligerent refusal to acknowledge the world's evils or simply escapism, double hearts packs a punch without trying, often found of flocks of two or three used as a flourish. Sparkling heart. Etymology. Elder millennial with origins in Tumblr, the famous 39-year-old bisexual man you've been having a tumultuous fling with has finally sparkling heart reacted your message after 2 weeks of silence. It cuts like a knife, but you don't have grounds to get mad because, well, you're chill. Habitat. Over DMs only with auto caps off. He barely uses punctuation except for the god-awful space before exclamation mark. What is the convention where manipulative men who intentionally keep you in the grey area, where they all agree to do this? Is the insistence of that particular space intended to subliminally reinforce the amount of emotional space he requires for the romance to continue? You'll never know because the dynamic you signed up for doesn't facilitate that kind of candid casual inquiry. In a desperate bid to regain a crumb of control, you find his ex and grow a parasocial relationship with her social media account. She's the coolest, most beautiful girl you've never met, who exclusively uses the yellow heart emoji because her favourite colour is yellow, because she's bright, sparkly, awesome, and probably never felt bothered the way you do now. Behaviour. Hey, sorry for the distance. I've been under the pump, but would love to see you. Last minute, but do you want to come out to, in brackets, an event you'd never be able to access otherwise? It's in 2 hours. I got your ticket. No worries if not, though. Yellow heart. Etymology. Your lover's ex. The coolest girl you'll never meet. Habitat. Checking up on her online profile is now part of your daily routine. She's a freelance creative director with mysterious projects and a loaded new boyfriend with whom she travels with annually to the Blue Zones. Behaviour. eats a diet filled with seasonal farmers market produce, natural wine, and the occasional McDonald's. Her wardrobe is casual but eclectic, undefinable to one niche. She's backstage at some indie gig always, which she posts exclusively with the yellow heart emoji and her equally beautiful girlfriends, along with more yellow emojis, sunshine, smiling face with hearts, and a wild card, the sideways cry laugh emoji. Although boomer-esque, it naturally works with her effortless conviction and lithe frame. She seems happy in her new relationship. You can tell he really treasures her. Yellow Heart is Red Heart's Nisha's sister, living a cultivated life. She seems like she doesn't care for you to know, but you know her by proxy and projection, and such casualness is only effective because it is completely manufactured. White Heart. Etymology. A friend who you didn't realise you fell out with has invited you to her party, and White Heart reacted your message. It feels inexplicitly hostile. Habitat. She used to host all the gatherings in the scene you were in before your career took you down another path, and she pivoted away from the arts to work for her wealthy father. You thought your journeys naturally diverged, but at the party, she subtly sizes you up. Behaviour. What's the financial reward of making documentaries? She asks with a restrained sweetness. There's an awkward, long silence as you take in what she's trying not to imply. She used to send red hearts, but now it's white for everything and everyone. You hold her gaze. Well, creatively, it's amazing. I'm the most fulfilled I've ever been in my life. White Heart almost never codes passion. It signals maturity and a neoliberal platonic sincerity. Its gentle hostility implies that you have been desaturated and tidied out of their world. Anatomical heart. Etymology. Esoteric. Habitat. On corners of Twitter that then trickle down to the rest of the internet. Mysteriously conservative, centrist raw milk drinkers, organ meat eaters, return to tradition acolytes and luteal phase posters. The dream they toot is to live close to friends, buy land next to each other, produce food, eat steaks and orange juice together, raise kids and escape the system like a burgeoning cult still in stealth and based. Behaviour. Oscillates from genuine sincerity to an uncanny performance of it. Used to express real love, pain, and truth. Not a laugh to be had here. These types are serious about how deeply they feel the natural world's rhythms interwoven with their own, and how much modernity has cut us off from our true selves. Finger heart. Etymology. Korean. Thumb and forefinger pinched to form a tiny heart, both earnest and ironic. Habitat. K-pop royalty flashes us a finger heart on a soju bottle in a skincare ad at a fan meet. Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un bestows upon us a finger heart from the top of Mount Paektu. Behaviour. The distilled gesture of halu, soft power, irresistibly disarming. In use, it oscillates between genuine affection and tongue-in-cheek parody. Just like the consumer-friendly presentation of the Korean pop industrial complex, the finger heart is the most G-rated and corporate-friendly offering of goodwill. The heart shape the fingers supposedly make is stage 3 simulacra at best, an abstracted, flattened mimicry of what is meant to represent. But its sanitized nature is its strength for contexts that require boundaries. You can drop it in your work, Slack, possibly even an email. Beware getting lost in translation across platforms. A warm, glossy 3D Apple heart can be received on Android as a detached, flat, minimalistic equivalent of a K. Beware the person who communicates with excess emojis, for a Cambrian explosion of semiotics risks obscuring meaning entirely. Attend to cadence and context to avoid misunderstanding. When all is emphasized, nothing is truly said.